Hi, welcome to the Billy the Frog and Other Stories podcast. I'm Mike, your storyteller. These stories are told live and made up on the spot. Enjoy.
Are you ready for a Billy the Frog?
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's good. Yeah?
I got your beard.
You got my beard?
Yeah.
I don't even have a beard.
Yes, you do.
Oh, like you put it on your own beard?
Yes.
Oh, cheeky boy. All right, Billy the Frog time. Billy the Frog was at home one day, and he was gardening in his lovely garden. And the garden was next to the pond.
It was so dirty.
Dirty pond? Oh, yeah, it had squishy mud underneath, didn't it?
Yeah.
It had lilies on top, water lilies. And the sun was shining and sparkling on the top of the water.
And there was a dragon crocodile.
A dragon crocodile. He was hanging out there, splashing around.
And dragon shark, dragon crocodile.
All right, dragon shark, dragon crocodile. That's quite an animal.
No.
Hmm.
Dragon?
Yeah.
And shark.
Okay.
And dragon.
Right.
Dragon.
Yep.
And shark.
So there's lots of these creatures just hanging out.
Crocodile.
That's great. I was thinking that the story might go a bit differently, but those are all lovely details for the pond. Billy was gardening one day, and do you know what you do in your garden? Huh? You prune things, so you cut off the branches so that it actually grows the way you want it to grow, and you use fertilizer. Do you know what fertilizer is?
Uh-huh.
It's like squishy stuff that you put on a plant to make it grow nicely. Squishy, smelly, yucky stuff. That's what fertilizer is. And Billy was using it throughout all his garden, especially on his roses, because he loved those roses.
A different Billy the Frog.
A different one?
Yes.
You just want something different today?
Yes.
Do you want the police to arrive?
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Oh, I think the police are coming in this story too.
Yes.
This is the second time in a row we've got police. Are you ready for police?
We got the police ones two times.
That's right.
Yes.
This is the second one. So, Billy heard a knock at the door.
That's the police.
That's the police. And Billy was in the garden, so he didn't quite hear it very well, so he heard the knock again, louder. Billy, believe the frog.
Yes.
The police came round the back to see Billy the Frog gardening, and they said that someone had been throwing fertilizer at people's houses all throughout the neighborhood.
Yes.
So there's brown, sticky, smelly all over people's houses.
Yes, it's fertilizer again.
And do you know who they thought did it?
Yes.
The police said, "We think that Dirty Myrtle."
Dirty Myrtle.
Dirty Myrtle has done it. Have you seen Dirty Myrtle around, Billy? No, I haven't, said Billy.
Yes, he have.
Has. He has. So is he harbouring a criminal? Is he hiding her away?
Yes.
Dirty Myrtle. What kind of animal is she? What about a galah?
No.
He has pink parrots, beautiful pink and grey. But cheeky, that's Dirty Myrtle. Yeah. So the police said, "We think that Dirty Myrtle has done it." Have you seen her?
Maybe a bad giraffe, not from the zoo.
A bad giraffe, they're everywhere, man.
Yes.
They just stick around and do bad things, don't they?
Yes.
So Dirty Myrtle and this giraffe, maybe.
Yes, he has a pet, a cat, and a dog.
Right. So, the police said, "Billy, we noticed that your house has fertilizer all over the front as well, on the door, on the windows." And Billy said, Oh, that's disgusting. I didn't even know. I've been out the back of my garden all morning. So he went to have a look, and sure enough, there was galah fertilizer smeared all over the front of the house, which is kind of white with a big black spodgy on it. I know, gross, hey? Well, Billy said, I haven't seen Dirty Myrtle, and I hope you catch her. So the police went away saying that they were going to investigate other houses to see if...
There's two police lizards.
Police lizards, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and Billy the Frog hopped in here, and another seat for Billy the Frog.
Yeah. Did they have a little car, did they?
Yeah.
Car made out of gum leaves and gum nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they sped off down the road, off to the other houses to see if Dirty Myrtle was around, but they couldn't find her anywhere. So Billy went back to his house and continued his gardening, hoping that the police would do their job and find Dirty Myrtle. When all of a sudden... What did you say?
Dirtle Myrtle.
Dirtle Myrtle, yes.
I'll put this on your nose.
You put your dummy on my nose?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That's the best. Thank you. Now, Billy went back to his gardening and he heard some rustling in the rose bushes. And out popped a little head of a galah. And it looked around, its eyes darting all over, and then it spied Billy. And quickly, it ducked back under the rose bush again.
No, it's Dirty Myrtle.
You think it is? Let's see. So Billy walked over to the bush and said, all right, come out of there, whoever's in there. I saw you. And Dirty Myrtle popped her head up again. Lovely pink feathers and grey feathers. A little curved beak. And she popped out, but she had wild eyes. And she was looking a bit scruffy. Like she'd been out all night. Possibly around all the neighbourhood. And then out popped it out of the rose bushes popped a little giraffe.
No, a big giraffe.
A big giraffe. And it looked like Dirty Myrtle, the galah.
It was doing this.
Yeah.
And it was popping his head like this. Popping his head out.
Ah.
Like this.
Well, yeah, popping out of the leaves like that. And blinking lots.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah.
And looking at you.
That's good.
And he's doing this.
Very good.
On that phone?
No. Leave that. And so, Billy said, Dirty Myrtle, do you know the police are after you? And she looked so worried. And Billy said, did you know the police are after you because of all the fertilizer all around the neighborhood? And Dirty Myrtle looked so ashamed. She looked guilty, in fact.
Oh, fertilizer, Billy the Frog.
That's rude. Okay, let's do that bit. So, she looked a bit startled rather than sad and ashamed. She looked a bit startled and angry, and she got some fertilizer and then threw it right in Billy the Frog's face. Kersplat! Quick as a flash, Billy the Frog got on his mobile phone and he called up the policeman, Sergeant Lizardheads. And they came quick as a flash and said, Dirty Myrtle, that's it. You've been spreading enough fertilizer in this town. You're coming with us. And so the police took her off and the giraffe friend, which they struggled to get in their little gumnut car because he was so massive. And they took them off to the...
And a big one for the giraffe. One for the giraffe to catch them and one for the galah.
Yeah. So one car for the giraffe, one for the galah.
And one for Dirty Myrtle.
Yeah, one for Dirty Myrtle. And you know what they did? You know what the police did? They threw Dirty Myrtle and the giraffe in jail.
Dirty Myrtle and the giraffe and bad Dirty Myrtle and bad the giraffe and bad Galah in jail.
Yes, they are in jail. The end. Is that a good one?
Mm-hmm.
You want to cuddle? Okay, thank you.